Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Idiotology 101 with Lynch and Taco.
On Orlando's Rock Station, 101.1 WJRR. Reminder, there's a lot of great things you can win right now. Multiple contests available at WJRR.com, our website.
Oh, there's so much stuff, dude. You got tickets for the Haunted Road. We have tickets for, the digital. Check this out, a copy of the new Seether album. There's a whole bunch of great stuff there. WJRR.com/contest. To go, because Pat always points this out, and I didn't think of it. We are normally out doing events and giving all these prizes away on the streets, but since the pandemic, we haven't been able to go out, so we're loading up on prizes that you can win at the website. Go grab them.
As junior executive producer Gamble made it in, I'm looking, I see Facebook Live is up and running.
Yes, it is. Just in the nick of time.
How are you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good. Is that my doppelganger that I see has made a reappearance?
Yeah, I was just readjusting and getting him a little closer to the mic, you know.
For those that aren't watching Facebook Live, they're referring to a stuffed animal bear with a WJRR shirt that Gamble has named Polar Lynch to sit in for Pat Lynch while he's at home.
A new wellness trend has emerged, and it has to do with eating breakfast.
Okay.
This has its origins in the yoga world, which I know we've made fun of this over the years, yoga and whatnot.
But it's the real deal.
We're all a big fan of the pants.
Definitely. And also, yoga is the real deal. Whether we've made fun of it over the years or not, I even know guys that do it, and they're like, "You don't know."
Have you ever actually tried like hot yoga, like when you're in like the hot room?
No, my wife's done it, and
kicks your butt.
I've never tried any yoga, to be honest. Yogurt, but no yoga.
I maybe should try to conquer a sit up or two before.
I'd be careful with that.
Even attempting yoga.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll set it up where I have a fishing pole, Gamble. You put a ribeye on the hook, and I dangle it in front of his face, back and forth. Come on, let your rib eye.
All of that nonsense aside, as fun as it sounds, apparently the idea here with this yoga breakfast deal is eating breakfast in total silence. This apparently slows your heart rate down and causes your body to release less of the stress hormone cortisol. You take the average American these days, if they do even have time for breakfast, a lot of times it's on the go or while you're trying to deal with a kitchen full of kids who you're trying to get ready to face the day, and maybe you grab a piece of toast and slosh back some coffee, and that's about it. They're saying, nope, you've got to carve out some time for yourself, even if it means getting up earlier, just sitting down and enjoying your breakfast in complete and total silence.
That's a really good tip. Do you think when you get back in the office that when I'm in there, you could remind me that and be quiet? Because
I don't know if to take that as an insult or just to help you out.
No, to help me out. Totally. Not insulting at all, because usually I eat cereal in that 6 o'clock area, like just before six.
Yeah.
After the first Idiotology, I'm thinking, yeah, you usually walk in there. Yeah, just remind me if you can, because I like that tip. Anything to be healthier.
So there you go. You can do that, and I'll try to refrain from, while you're enjoying your bowl of cereal, just inadvertently going, or some sound along those lines.
Was that the sound of a yawn, or
I'm open.
It was a Duke, or
it was a yetch, yawn stretch.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
And then we'll remember the ribeye on the fishing pole. So we've got it all squared away.
Hey, remember, we have $1,000 money for nothing on JRR that you can win here when we're done with this segment. We'll give you that keyword you're going to want to text off to 200-200. We've got rich people problems to talk about in California.
Oh, say it and so.
This is a neighbor versus neighbor battle. There's a 76-year-old billionaire investor named Bill Gross who lives in Laguna Beach. He's in a battle with his next door neighbor, a 56-year-old fellow rich guy, but not quite as rich as Bill. His name is Mark Tofik, and he's a tech entrepreneur. Well, Mark doesn't like that Bill has put up a 22-foot-long blue glass sculpture on his property, and then he put up poles and netting around it to protect it. He says it's blocking his view, so he called the city to complain. Bill got revenge on him for the complaint by blasting the Gilligan's Island theme song on loop for hours on end.
That's pretty solid.
When you think of, like, a torture song to play, is the Gilligan's Island theme song the first one that comes to your head?
No, because that makes me smile. I think it would be that cat. What's that song?
Felix the Cat one?
No, no. It's some recent one.
Baby Shark.
Yeah, the Baby Shark one.
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, that would be... That'd put me over the edge. What about you, Lyncher?
Well, Gilligan's Island, you know, we've got a fond place in our hearts. Just sit right back in here and tell a fateful trip. And started on this aboard this tiny ship.
Well, the weather started. No, the weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If it wasn't for the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost.
The minnow would be lost.
Yeah, Gamble, you never knew. We actually dressed up as Gilligan's Island for many Halloweens together. He was the skipper, and I was Gilligan. And I want you to picture me not with, like, I'm a little chubbier now that I quit smoking. Picture the Gilligan me. It was perfect, and Pat was perfect. It was the best costume.
Come on, little buddy.
It was the best ever.
Let's go have a 75th beer.
Exactly. I'm glad they're not running out of beer on this island. We could do it again, and we could have Gamble be Ginger. You just got to shave your face.
Oh. Give me a reason.
Be Marianne. He's got the dark hair.
That's what I meant, Marianne. I'm sorry. I got him confused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A bank in Iraq is taking some heat on social media from folks around the world. Like they're going to give a rat's ass what folks around the world think for their offer of second wife loans available to male employees.
They're lending you money to support your second wife?
How about a first wife loan?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, if you really want to. Apparently a government bank in Iraq offering loans to male employees who wish to take a second wife, sparking outrage. They will grant about $8,300 to male employees who want to take on a second wife.
Wow. I'm surprised they're outraged in Iraq. I mean...
No, I think it's everywhere else that's outrage.
Oh. There is some outrage in portions of the more advanced thinking Iraqis, but the traditional thinking Iraq... This is just another day at the bank.
I thought Iraq was just a total... like bombed out desert area, isn't it?
I think a lot of it.
I mean, they're still got big cities that you know, function.
They have holes all over them.
Who wouldn't want to live there? I mean,
use that all that money for the second wives on rebuilding yourself.
Gamble, you yesterday reviewed in Gamble Rambles the new Borat movie that's on, on Amazon Prime right now?
Mm-hmm. I did.
I watched that yesterday, by the way.
And what was your take on it?
Kind of like you guys said, it's almost like he tried too hard. But if you set aside all political stuff and just watch it, there are some very, very funny parts in it.
Exactly.
Well, Sacha Baron Cohen is a gifted actor. I mean, not only on the ridiculous characters that he does, like Borat and, you know, Ali G and whatnot, but, I mean, he's done some serious roles, too, which have been very good. The funny part here is Kakistan, which is where Borat is supposed to be from, the country, has finally now accepted that they're the butt of a joke, and they're even using his catchphrase, very nice, in their tourism promotional ads.
Yeah, what is it? I saw you post this. You got to scroll back a little bit on Facebook. What does it say? It says visit Kazakhstan. Very nice.
Yeah, they just do a bunch of little vignettes from various places in and around Kazakhstan that is very nice. And they've hopped on board and just accepted it. Hey, why not take the free promotion, right?
Genius.
JR Facebook page, Lynch and Taco blog, if you want to check that out. All right, $1,000. First of 12 opportunities today. It's money for nothing on JRR Taco Bob.
Yep, you can be a winner just like John from Sanford won during our show on JRR yesterday. All you're going to have to do is text this keyword to 200-200.
Only need to send it one time before 8 o'clock. Please wait till it's safe to do so and do not text and drive. And with that, we all wish you luck. We want you to be $1,000 richer.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.